Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I would like to gift my book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, to you at goldenkey.gift, where you can get the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD at checkout.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super grateful that you have joined me today on this magical today, and I thank you for making the choice to make it a magical day. Just the fact that you are listening to this podcast, you made the choice to think a positive thought or to direct your thoughts in a positive way. So I thank you so much for playing your part in this mission that we're all here doing together. Each one of you listening is a very, very powerful light being, and you came to this earth with a mission to serve others, to help others. And we all do this in different ways, but I know that because you're listening to this podcast, that you are a part of this mission. And I know that because you would not have found this podcast otherwise, and you would not be choosing to tune your brave waves into the things that we're talking about here. I applaud you all for tuning your focus towards the light, towards brightening your own light, because we need to focus on it in order to brighten it. That means focus on the love, finding the love in every single moment. And if we're not doing that, what we're doing is allowing ourselves to be more dim, allowing our light to be dim when we don't remember. So many of us forget how great and powerful we really are. And that is the truth. That is the truth that my clients are reminded of almost daily when I do a session. Almost daily, my clients are reminded of how powerful their light is. And often they're shown in the contrast between the light and the dark. And this is something that I want to talk about today. This choice that we're all here making between the light and the dark. Which avenue do we want to go down to experience this existence? And what's really cool about it, it doesn't matter what path we choose. Whatever path we choose always leads back to the one. One path is harder, one path is easier, but it doesn't matter which path we choose because it's all experience, all serving the one. And when you think about the one, the oneness and unity of all that there is no shadow there. There is no darkness there, which means there is no form there. There is no experience there. This material plane is the place that we get to have the experiences because it does not exist in that other realm. It doesn't exist from where we came from. It doesn't exist in the spirit world. The only place that we get to experience the darkness or the contrast is here in this illusion, in this material plane. So if you think about it like this, without the shadow, without the darkness, the shape does not have form. There almost is no shape without the shadow and without the darkness. So without shape, without form, what do you have? You have pure nothingness. That nothingness is pure love, pure peace, pure unity, and it feels amazing. And many of us don't want to leave that place. But ultimately, we decide that, yeah, we want to actually experience something else besides this everlasting loving unity. In order to experience something, we have to separate from this unity and go into the material illusion. Think of the prism. Think of the Pink Floyd album, where the light is shining through the prism and the rainbow comes through it. That light, that rainbow light that is coming from that unity of the prism, is an example of the separation from that light, from our unity. That is essentially what we are in this material illusion. This rainbow, this separation from the white light of the one, of source. And so now we do this because we want to have these experiences. And the thing is, we can't have these experiences unless there is shadow. Without the shadow, we don't have the material form. We don't have the shape. We don't have the experience. All of these experiences we are learning from, we are growing from, and they are making us who we are. They are helping our souls evolve. On the grand scheme, on the higher dimensional aspects of this perspective, it is all one, all love, all the darkness, all the light. It is all one, all necessary, all very, very necessary. And I'll tell you what, very, very often I have clients who come in for sessions and they have a certain perspective about the darkness, that maybe that there are dark entities or things like that who have maybe control over us and that they do things to them. And when I get to ask their higher self about this, that is never, ever, ever the case. Often, if you're just going through the past life experience and you see it from a lower dimensional level, then it may seem fearful to the human mind. But from the higher dimensional perspectives, from that higher self perspective, it is so necessary. And if that contrast wasn't present, then we wouldn't have the experience that we desired to have. You can take this on every single level. I had a session just the other week with someone who's had a life of one of the most severely traumatic lives I have ever heard. And what her higher self told her was that those experiences that she had were absolutely necessary, that she agreed to them before she came in, because if she didn't have those experiences, there's no way she would have been able to help others who've also had those experiences. That there are souls, very powerful light beings, who volunteer to have these experiences so that they can help those who are stuck here, maybe stuck in the wheel of karma, who can't see outside of the darkness, who are stuck in that hole and can't find the light. Well, these beings, all of you listening, all of you powerful light beings, you agree to come in here to shine your light, to shine your light on this darkness. Yes, there will always be the dark and the light. Without it, we don't have a material existence to have this experience in. The illusion wouldn't exist without this darkness. The darkness only exists in the illusion. The darkness is the illusion. The fear is the illusion. We don't get to experience fear in complete loving, unity, and oneness, do we? Fear does not exist there because we know it's not real. Because we know we're always okay. Because we know there is no not knowing it, that we are love and light, and we are made of light and energy, and that is all we are, and that we create with our thought, and that thought focus is how we manifest. This is what we know in the higher dimensions, and we come here to experience a little something different, to see if we're strong enough, to see what we can learn, to see how we can help one another. And so many of us are taught throughout our lives that we need to fight the darkness and fight the evil. And that is just a way to feed it, to feed the darkness and feed the evil. When you're afraid of it, when you want war, when you want to hurt or maim or whatever it is, that ill intention, you just feed it. You feed the darkness. And so the way to actually shine the light on the darkness and to brighten it up is to do just that. Shine your light, to love it harder, love it even harder, see the purpose behind it, and then have gratitude for it. Because as you look back in your life, all of the things that have happened, no, you wouldn't have consciously chosen them in this human existence. Your soul thought otherwise. But in this human existence, you're thinking, there's no way I would have chosen that. But would you trade it with someone else's hardships? Oftentimes, no. Would you change it at all? Because it made you who you are. It showed you how strong you are. It showed you how you can endure. It showed you everything that you're capable of. And without that contrast, without that experience, how else would you have learned that? Would you have had the experience at all? Or we just had this kind of knowing like, yeah, I know it, but I don't really know it. This is the reason why we have to have the experience, because, yeah, I know it feels like, yeah, I read it in a book and I get it. But actually doing it, feeling it, knowing it, that's how we know it deep down. And this is the point. And we're here to make this choice because we have the choices to choose between the dark aspects of this reality and the light aspects of this reality. It's all here. It's always going to be here. But we get to decide, and that's the magic and the beauty of it all. Each and every day, we get to make the choice. Where is the love in this moment? Where can I find the gratitude? Where can I have compassion and find forgiveness, especially for myself? Forgiveness of the self is such a big one. So many of us are carrying around these burdens of unworthiness and not loving ourselves because we are not forgiving ourselves. And why? What is the purpose? Does it serve us in this way? Or can we look at it from a new light, shine a new light on it, change our perspective? And if we can't change our perspective, then it's time to get quiet because the answers are always within us. Get quiet, get down deep into the subconscious mind, and that's always there with you. Your intuition never leaves. You are never alone. You are always guided. Just have to ask. Get quiet and ask. The very first thought that comes to you will help you understand, will help to shine a light, because you are never alone. There is light constantly being shown down upon all of us. All of you powerful light beings have a lot of help from your star family out there. And I'm glad I just said star family, because in this regard, so many of us can get caught up into our star origins in this remembrance of our power. We are being reminded of these powerful multidimensional beings that we are. At the same time, our humanness comes in and our ego comes in, and we want to make it like we're special, or that it is special. And the thing is, it's not. It's not special, and it is special at the same time. So many of my clients are told how important their mission is here, how very important that their purpose, their mission, their individual purpose is here. And each and every one of them are told that, and it's true. That means each and every one of us that is here has a very important mission. Our specific little spark, our fractal that is here participating right now, is very, very important. This is a consistent theme, that there is no one better than you and there is no one less than you. That each and every one of us in our individuality is extremely important here. Very special in our own right, but not special at all. And I think, for one, for me, that's a very comforting thought. Because each and every single one of us here, our mission is to build this light within us and to share it with others. And the way that we choose to do this is infinite. And that's such a beautiful thing. We all have our different ways. Now, our choices that we make along this way, it's like a dial. Whatever we're focused on is whatever is going to come in the radio. So you have a radio with all these different stations in your dial, and you get to choose whatever station you want to listen to. You can choose the fear dial or the love dial. And there's all these different emotions in between. And so whatever you decide to tune into or to focus on, that is the message or the transmission that will come into your life. That is where your thought patterns will be. But you get to decide where to turn that dial to. This is where the daily practice comes in, to decide to focus on the love. Because we could get ourselves down all of these different rabbit holes that exist out there in metaphysical, spiritual land and New Age land, whatever you want to call it. There are many different rabbit holes, lots of different fear avenues to go down as well. Because depending on what channel someone is dialed into, if they're dialed into that fear channel and they want to learn all about the reptilians and the Dracos and all of that stuff, then that's the transmission that will absolutely come through. All of this stuff exists, but how much of it do we want to actually focus on and allow that message to come through? I have so many clients who have been told different messages from different channelers who focus on these things. And I ask them, are you open to your higher self giving you another explanation if there is one? And each and every single time, there's always a better explanation. And it is never because the evil forces are against them or trying to manipulate or control them. if that is the case ever, energetically speaking, all of this, by the way, energetically speaking, is because we have chosen to turn our dial to that focus. So if we have chosen to focus in a certain direction, in that dark place, in that fear place, then that is what will come to us. That is what we will attract. And so this is a free will decision. And that's the part that we can often forget, that these choices, this dial tuning, is a free will choice. And it doesn't always seem easy stuck in this human frame and this human body. But the more we choose to make the choices towards love, that is what we will see. And these are the choices that we are here to make. These are the lessons that we're here learning. All of these beautiful, contrasting experiences that we have in the shadows, they are teaching us so very well. They are our greatest teachers. And without them, we wouldn't learn and we wouldn't have this choice to make. And then how powerful can we feel when we have made the choice amongst this darkness, when we can not be afraid of the darkness and choose to shine our own light, to light up that darkness and to light our way. Every single one of you listening is doing this each and every day. And I am offering this little reminder to focus on it today. Focus on that light that is so big and so bright and so incredibly powerful within you. And I think that's it for me today, everyone. I'm going to leave you with the song. This is Wookiefoot, Us and Them. Until next time, love you all.
Also, before we queue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Go so long, well, we see what a guan say. It's not us first, them, no, us first, us. Look at Babylon system, they got confusion. We're not the problem, call it us and them. They say they see no love at all. That's why the people living on this world and them of all. But look at Babylon, no, get your back above the wall. Chewbacca, also, my see there are some man, I come and answer, tell them we may have to be with jealous, and they might be putting up on the map. The sufferation must stop. They see the world that we live in, I got too much division. Struggling, hands in the sky, can't find them. Somebody pick them up to another spirit and give them a foundation. Stop all the wickedness and tell the people where we going. Going to a planet where love's living. Going to a planet where love is the king, and you know where else a monk come to bring.
With everybody fueling it, the fire will blaze, and crazed by the flames, all the flags raise. Look into the face of the rage flame, will illuminate, keep it calm, calm and spinning in place.
About us first them. Stop the problem about the us first them. Look in your heart to see where we all fit in. Look in your soul, see where we all fit in.
Now look the prism of the vision, and the ism that will trap you. No such thing as a stupid question when your question is stupid action. Cause the fact is is that factions are fearful reactions. They're just fictitious distractions. Because you see love.